The World's Matthew Bell looks now at how this deal may shift the balance of power in the region.
One of the nearly 500 Palestinian prisoners freed by Israel today was Mahmoud Abu Tahir. He was serving a 10-year sentence for plotting suicide bombings. Speaking to the BBC shortly after his release today, he said the Israeli government only understands power and that the Palestinian resistance must continue.
This is a resistance case. Our land is in occupation, and we have the right to resist the occupation. This is our right, and we will not stop this.
Without a doubt, Hamas has scored a political victory today, says political science professor Mohammer Abusada of Al-Azhar University in Gaza.
Even though the Palestinians, especially in Gaza, have paid a very heavy price over the past 5 years as a result of capturing Shalit, in terms of thousands of Palestinians were killed in terms of the siege and blockade, but at the end of the day, Hamas was able to bring back 1,027 Palestinian prisoners back to their homes and their communities.
The second group of about 500 Palestinian prisoners is scheduled to be released by Israel 2 months from now. Hamas leaders say they also expect Israel to lift restrictions on the movement of people and goods in and out of Gaza now that Gilad Shalit is free. If that happens, it would be seen by many Palestinians as another Hamas achievement, and it would come at the expense of Fatah, the rival political faction that controls the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. Fatah rejects armed resistance against Israel. Hussein Ibish is with the American Task Force on Palestine. He says Israel has taken a big risk by striking this deal with Hamas.
This proves that armed resistance gets results, whereas negotiations, diplomacy, and institution building, the policies of the PA and the PLO, don't get results.
In the West Bank today, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a very public show of support for the prisoner swap. He even took the rare step of appearing next to leaders from Hamas. Abbas has been riding a wave of popular support following his speech at the United Nations last month, in which he called for Palestinian membership at the UN. But Hussein Ibish says the Palestinian president is the short-term loser here, and that was precisely the intention of both Hamas and the Israeli government in finally striking a deal.
It's clearly a blow directed by both of them at President Abbas, an effort, I think, on both their parts to deflate him from his UN success and to bring his popularity down to size.
It's not clear how much Hamas stands to gain in the long term. Ibish doubts Israel will hand Hamas another victory by further easing its blockade of Gaza in any significant way. And he says the prisoner swap is also unlikely to shake up the moribund peace process.
It is moribund, and it's going to stay moribund until after the next presidential election. And so I don't see any huge change in the strategic equation here in the long run.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commented on the release of Gilad Shalit during her visit to Libya today. She said the soldier was held for far too long in captivity. The United States did not play a significant role in bringing about the prisoner swap. Germany was involved for some of the indirect talks between Israel and Hamas, but it was two regional players, Egypt and Turkey, who finally brokered the deal. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.